the gentleness, the reality of Jesus, the genuineness of Christ might come to be reproduced right in me and through the thick of me, right out to the points of need all around me. I pray Thee, let a double portion of Thy Spirit be upon me. And He said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. I cannot give it. But if Thou see me when I am taken from Thee, it shall be so unto Thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked. Here's the church in an intensity of focus looking to Jesus, sharing its heart with Him and He sharing His heart with it. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold, and that's just like this, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted the two of them asunder. And Elijah was caught up in that chariot and he went up in a whirlwind into heaven. Double wow. Isn't that some picture? A chariot of fire and horses of fire divided them and Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind and retreated up the sky, disappeared into another dimension. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. You can lay your atomic bombs aside, America. All your arsenal is not going to protect you. One man's going to protect you, and that's the man who's crossed Jordan in identity with Jesus. And if you don't have some like that around, all your A-bombs, C-bombs, all other kind of bombs you'll ever make will never protect you. They won't win anything for you. They won't lose anything for you. There's one kind of person that'll stand in your stead before God and win your victories, and that's the man who crossed Jordan. There goes the standing army of Israel in one man. My father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. This is the picture of humility. Now listen, as he looked up, there descended down, falling from the hand of the departing Elisha, the cloak of Elijah, the cloak of Elijah. It came down through the air. And it says he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. You see, when you get this power, you won't stand there and say, oh, what of an experience I've had. You'll go back to the points of need to minister to everybody around. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they departed hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. It's like that bush that burned with fire. Every time God does this, the world turns aside to see. But He waits for some Elisha upon whom the mantle of Elijah can fall. Several years ago in Waco, Texas, Dr. Forrest Feaser, who was the executive secretary of the Baptist General Convention of Texas at the time, preached a monumental sermon. It had 3 points. Number one, I am certain of my conversion. Number two, I am equally certain of my call to preach. Number three, however, I am not as confident as I should be of my crucifixion. God waits on somebody to pass through Jordan with Jesus. And when he gets on the other side, the mantle of Elijah will fall on him. The waters will wait to be smitten to pass back over to the point of need. And once you've been through Jordan, that's the critical point. It's still critical, but it'll be easier the next time to identify with Jesus in Calvary dying. I wonder if that person's here today who will say, Lord Jesus, I want the two of us to go together. I don't know what it'll mean. And I know it'll be critical. We'll be opposed every step of the way. The sons of the prophets may even stand against us. And there'll be those who will ridicule, revolt, hold us back, and oppose us every step of the way. But we too go together. And I want to join you now in that. Whatever your need is, do what God puts in your heart to do. I'm going to ask that we stand together. Would you just bow your heads and close your eyes and be in a spirit of prayer in these moments? Our choir is going to sing our hymn of commitment and invitation. I want to ask you to do nothing less, nothing more, than what God puts in your heart to do. Don't wait on anybody else or anything else. As the Holy Spirit speaks to you and leads you, you just do what He puts in your heart to do just now. Identify with Jesus. If you haven't come to Him, come to Him. Open your life. Receive Him into your heart. Let Him live in you as Master and Savior. If you've already come to Him, but you're walking at a distance, say, Master, I want the two of us to go together. And even when the waters of the Jordan approach, or you approach them in Him, with Him, let Him have His way in your life. Cross over to the other side. Receive the mantle of Elijah. And let God have His way in you. The choir is going to sing our hymn of invitation. As they sing, you do what God puts in your heart to do and come to make it known.